Over the past year, more than 2 million women have dropped out of the U.S. labor force, and experts say many of them have left their jobs as a result of losing child care during the coronavirus pandemic. Here in Vermont, the reduction in child care capacity hasn't been as severe as in other states, but policymakers say COVID-19 has shaken the foundation of what was already a fragile system. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, advocates will be seeking massive new investments in Vermont's child care infrastructure when lawmakers reconvene in January.
Rachel Aldrich has been teaching kindergarten at Union Elementary School in Montpelier for almost a decade now, and feeding the minds of Vermont's youngest students feels a whole lot different in 2020.
I'm feeling a way right now that I don't typically feel until like May, because I feel like everything has been compounded, you know, like everything's so much harder and like in a condensed period of time.
Aldrich says pandemic protocols have added layers of weirdness and stress to a job she still finds ways to love, but the classroom isn't the only place in her life that's been complicated by COVID-19. Aldrich's 3-year-old daughter, Frances, goes to a home daycare in Montpelier.
We have had a couple of times this year where she's had to close kind of unexpectedly due to a COVID scare.
Since the couple can't call on family or friends anymore to help out in a pinch because the whole family would need to quarantine, Aldrich and her husband, who's also a teacher, have had to scramble.
And scrambling for us basically means like rock, paper, scissors as to who stays home and does that.
Aldrich says she understands the economic imperative for schools staying open during the pandemic.
But we are also parents and caregivers, and we need childcare in order to be here, to be the childcare. And so it just feels like this, you know, terrible tower of dominoes that is could fall at any moment.
Allie Richards is CEO of Let's Grow Kids, an organization that advocates for increased public funding for childcare in Vermont. And Richards says COVID-19 is making an incredibly compelling case for the investments that Let's Grow Kids has been pushing for years.
We all got this gut punch. We got a front row seat to what are we talking about here? Not only is childcare central to reopening our economy, we literally can't have folks working if they don't have a place for their children to be in a high quality safe setting.
Let's Grow Kids commissioned a poll last month of 500 Vermonters, and it found that 79% of residents think access to high-quality, affordable childcare is key to reopening the state's economy. That poll included another finding as well.
78% of Vermonters were in favor of increasing state funding to childcare.
And Richards hopes lawmakers and Governor Phil Scott will have that statistic top of mind when the 2021 legislative session begins next month. Because increasing state funding, Richards says, is the only way to address the access and affordability issues that plague many Vermont parents. Let's Grow Kids and other child care advocates want to use that new funding to both increase pay for child care workers and to subsidize the cost of care for families.
And so what this is about is saying the time is now. We're digging deep. We have to find that revenue to truly fund this system.
Melissa Regal-Garrett is one of the administration officials who will be shaping the governor's budget priorities next year. She's been in the child care sector since graduating from UVM with a degree in early childhood education in 1992.
What COVID has really done is it's thrown us a bit of a curveball. Everything we really knew and understood about our system, it's shifted and changed.
Regal-Garrett says the administration has used more than $50 million in federal coronavirus relief money to stabilize the child care system during the pandemic. And she says the governor understands as well as anyone that Vermont can't realize its economic potential unless parents have a safe place to leave their kids when they go to work.
There's been this massive shift in understanding about the importance that this system has for our state. And we're seeing change.
Let's Grow Kids, though, is looking for funding increases on the order of $200 million a year. That's what a special commission recently estimated it would cost to ensure affordable access to quality care for every parent that needs it. And Regal-Garrett says Vermont's funding capacity is limited by taxpayers' ability to pay.
And we are definitely in an environment right now, you know, where we have to be fiscally responsible too.
Michelle Ash is CEO and founder of Twincraft Skincare, which employs about 300 people at its manufacturing facilities in Essex and Winooski.
I just had a meeting with a peer group of women business owners, And it's a common problem. We can't find enough employees. And I believe that part of that reason is a lack of childcare.
Ash, who serves on the board of Let's Grow Kids, says pouring unprecedented sums of public money into childcare isn't so much a cost as an investment. And Ash says, on this issue at least, lawmakers and the governor will find willing partners in the business community, even if it means raising new revenues.
I think where they will be surprised is the broad level of support that Vermont businesses are going to have for creating a fix for this, for the childcare system.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.